This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
What? I'm your host, Tom Kearns, and welcome to this bonus Christmas episode of the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, A Ghost Story for Christmas. One of my favourite traditions around Christmas is telling ghost stories. Now, I know this is maybe a slightly strange tradition, but in the UK, as you can probably tell from books like A Christmas Carol, ghost stories are a traditional part of Christmas. As the days get shorter and as a time for family and gathering together, it's a natural time for storytelling, and storytelling, usually, at least in my presence, usually devolves into scary stories. Although ghost stories for Christmas don't necessarily have to be scary, I suppose. A Christmas Carol isn't that scary for the most part. So, because of the season, I wanted to do something a bit different and to give you all a medieval ghost story. What follows is my adaptation of a story from Book 4, Chapter 55 of the Dialogues of St. Gregory the Great. It's a little story that some call The Bathkeeper. Bishop Felix, whom we spoke about before, says that a virtuous priest who died some 2 years ago and who was the pastor of the Church of St. John at a place called Toriana, told him that he himself did use, when he had the need, to wash his body in a certain place, in which there were hot waters, and that once, when he went there, he found a man whom he did not know, ready to assist him, to pull off his shoes, to take his clothes, and to attend to him in a dutiful manner. And when he had done this many times, the priest, intending one day to go to the baths, began to think how he might repay such dutiful service. He decided to bring with him a gift, and he decided to bring two Eucharistic loaves to give to the attendant. Coming to the baths, he found the man there, as usual, and the priest accepted the help he graciously offered. But then, when he had washed himself and put his clothes on, the priest offered the man the loaves he brought with him as a sign of gratitude. Then, with a sad countenance and a very sorrowful manner, the man said to him, "Why do you give me these, Father? This is holy bread, and I cannot eat it. For I, who you see here, was once keeper of these baths, but now I am dead, and I have been condemned for my sins to this place. If you desire to please me, Father, offer this bread to Almighty God, and intercede on my behalf. And you will know in this way that your prayers have been heard, if the next time you come here, you do not find me." And when the bathkeeper had said this, he vanished before the priest's eyes, thus showing himself, who before had seemed like a man, to be a spirit. All the week after, the good priest gave himself to tears and prayers on the bathkeeper's behalf, and daily he offered up the Holy Eucharist in his name. And afterwards, returning to the bath, the bathkeeper was not there. Happy holidays.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.